Welcome to my podcast. Today I'm going to talk about another case. So basically, after you introduce yourself to the patient, double check the patient name and date of birth. So the patient might be male, female, who might present with some sort of symptoms that can't be related to any organic problem. And the patient might say, I feel like my chest is crushing, or I feel great discomfort. I'm having palpitation, lightheading, dizziness, bloating, stuff that can't relate to any organic disease. So we know that those kind of symptoms can be related to somatic issue or has any connection to a long-term issue, but technically there isn't any real problem. So you need to ask the patient, could you tell me more about the issue? And say, for instance, how long it started, how it started all together, and if you have any concern, if you have any thoughts of idea of what might be the issue. If you've been diagnosed with anything or been seen before, any impact on your life. So all sorts of things that you need to ask. Ask if there is any family history, similar thing. And if there is any past medical history, medication, allergy, lifestyle, what sort of work do they do, and what's their living situation. So after you ask it all of that, and the patient might bring some result, which obviously shows that everything is perfectly fine, or maybe he had a follow-up. So always you need to continue to ruminate in their symptom, because if you ignore it, the patient might feel unsupported and might potentially change you and look for another doctor, or might present to the emergency A&E for those sort of symptoms. So the Royal College of GP devised an effective consultation style, which devised to use called as Roger Neighborhood Consultation Model 2015. And it states that you need to avoid a negative statement. Say, for instance, if the patient asks something, you shouldn't say, for instance, I don't know, because this might increase the patient anxiety and the patient feels that is unhelpful. And especially if you insist, if it has any psychological underpinning or background, this will imply that you're not taking the patient seriously. So the model includes the following. First thing, you need to connect with your patient. And by connect, I mean that you need to listen thoroughly to your patient, so devote some time. Ask them open question. Ask them if this has an impact on their life, what sort of impact. So you need to ask the patient explain in their own words. And then the second point, you need to summarize. So I need basically to recap using the patient's own words in order to emphasize how the patient make him feel and how he described the thing. And then you hand over, which means sharing the action plan and the goal in order to improve functionality and decrease symptom of the patient and build on the patient in strength. And then you safety net the patient and understand the positive risk management and document any red flag symptom and signs. So basically, any patient with persistent physical symptom where the results are normal should be always offered CBT. However, you can't just send them or refer them without explaining and ask the patient if he's happy to have this referral for the CBT. So the patient need to be aware of that and should be happy and accepting this way of therapy. So when you listen to your patient, it shows that you are really caring, you're really empathetic, you're encouraging like better interpersonal doctor-patient relationship and a care which will reduce the patient anxiety level and will offer like appreciation better appreciation for the stress that the patient has. So using the stepped care model with regular consultation proved to be a very effective approach. This will establish a strong relationship between the patient and the doctor, and you need to conduct physical examination as well where it feels it's necessary. This will just prove to your patient that you are serious and you are not taking them for granted. And you need to understand if there is any new symptom that might have an emotional connection. And always, you can't just say, okay, I'm going to send you for this and this. No, you just need to understand the situation. If there is a necessity for any diagnostic test, you can do. Otherwise, refrain from that. And always offer self-help material targeting the key behavioral or emotional or cognitive process that the patient has. So it's important to recognize the issue the patient have by listening to your patient and give them plenty of time, explain and revisit the result test and explain that the signal sometimes between the body and the brain, which is called autopiloting, is a function of the autonomic nervous system or the digestive system. And sometimes it can be out of synchronization and won't show in the result. You need to agree about action plan in order to reduce the symptom and shifting the focus of attention and address the specific fear that the patient might have, document them and learn somebody mind ways to get things back into balance. And distract also the attention from the physical symptom by shifting the focus of attention. And try to learn by finding out what could be working for the patient, relate it and encourage them to improve it and build on the patient strength that you can figure out while you are listening thoroughly to your patient. So by that, I hope that I summarized the main point that you need to offer once you face one of those cases, whether in the clinic setting or in the lab station, when the patient has some symptom that doesn't relate to any underlying organic disease, and you just need to explain to your patient in a considerate a mindful way in order not to offend the patient and help them to understand the situation, and you take it from there. Thank you. Thank you.